Hello and welcome. I'm Tracy McClure. The countdown to 2015 is on. The British Catholic Development Agency, CAFOD, has published a report marking the last 1,000 days until the start of 2015, the deadline for the United Nations to meet the Millennium Development Goals set a decade ago. The report, issued April 6th, outlines the work that needs to be done in these remaining 1,000 days to meet the outstanding goals and agree on a new global plan to replace them. Well, I asked CAFOD's Director of Advocacy, Neil Thorns, why his agency decided to release the report to coincide with Holy Week, and particularly Good Friday.
Well, Good Friday marks 1,000 days till the start of 2015, the year 2015. 2015 is a hugely important year, both because it marks the time when the eight ambitious goals which the world set itself, the Millennium Development Goals, to end extreme poverty, are meant to be completed. But that also, that year mustn't be an end. It must be a beginning. So we must be thinking about what comes next, what comes after the Millennium Development Goals. If you like, another ambitious global plan which is able to meet the challenges of the next decade.
And how are you proposing that countries can do that?
Well, I think the first thing that we say in our report is that actually the United Nations is well behind schedule. So if you can imagine, we only have 1,000 days to complete or to agree an ambitious global plan. And we know within that what must happen is that we must listen to the voices of people who are faced with poverty every day. They are the ones who are overcoming those situations daily. They know the solutions. So they have to be consulted about this. So their voices are heard. And then it's up to governments and decision makers to take those voices and say, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to fit that into a plan where we can all sign up to, and which starts in 2015, and so there is no gap between when the Millennium Development Goals finish and when this one starts.
Okay, but you're talking about a period of economic downturn, economic crisis. How can countries be realistic about the way they want to approach these last days before 2015?
Well, I think we recognize that some of the solutions to this are not just about financial measures. We know that, for example, some of the ways in terms of dealing with these things don't just require aid, they require changes of policies. And actually, I think there is an issue about how you're going to address poverty. Do you see it as an issue of self-interest, whereas you recognize that if you reduce poverty in the world, that there are increased markets for people so that the world's economy is better? But also there's very much a moral argument here which says we are all poorer by the fact of people living in poverty, our neighbours living in poverty. So I think countries respect that, and I think they need to recognise the push that they need to make in these last 1,000 days to make real efforts to achieve the Millennium Development Goals.
And what sort of progress have you seen over the past years in the lead-up then to 2015?
Well, I think if you look across how these eight ambitious goals have been doing, I think there's been some real progress. You've seen, for example, many more children in schools, into primary education. That's been a real success story. I think we have definitely reduced the levels of hunger and poverty in the world. We have reduced the mortality rate of under fives, which has declined significantly from 89 deaths in 1,000 live births in 1990 to, for example, 60 in 2009. So some real achievements have been made. But what we haven't seen is those people living in extreme poverty have tended to not necessarily have their lives changed very much at all. So if you like, what we've done is we've achieved a great deal, but for those living in the most extreme forms of poverty, that's where we need to target in the next plan.
You say in this report that people living in poverty need to themselves be directly engaged in debating and designing the new post-Millennium Development Goals framework. What do you mean by that?
Well, we would want to see before 2013, when there is a big United Nations summit, we would want people, the voices of those poor people who are confronting poverty daily in their lives, and they are confronting it not in a passive way, but they are coming up with solutions. They know what works for them. We want to hear what they want, the world leaders, their own leaders. We want to hear what they say about what should come in this new framework. We want to know what the solutions they want to propose is, because ultimately, it's what's going to be in there will affect their lives more than any of the rest of ours. And so that's why it's really important to hear those voices beforehand and give enough time so that we're able to hear those properly.
Do you think that the 2015 Millennium Development Goals are really a realistic target?
I think when the world set them, they were ambitious. I think the progress that has been made for the Millennium Development Goals has been very impressive and very positive. I don't think we are going to meet all of the Millennium Development Goals, and that's why it's very important to use these 1,000 days to actually say, okay, where are the gaps? What are the lessons learned from the Millennium Development Goals that we can take forward? And how do we take those lessons forward into a new ambitious global plan, which will allow ourselves to tackle those areas where perhaps the Millennium Development Goals missed off? So as I say, perhaps on extreme poverty, I think we haven't seen enough progress on environmental issues. So those are, for example, just two areas where we would want to see much more focus from a new plan.
Countries spend trillions of dollars on killing people, on military equipment. And I mean, it seems scandalous that we allow our countries to devote so much of their resources to killing people or providing weapons to kill people and not putting that money towards development. I mean, are you working on that front as well in any way?
Well, we are certainly working to advocate to governments what we believe are the necessary measures to tackle the issues of poverty worldwide. So, for example, in the United Kingdom, where CAFOD works, we have got a government who are very supportive of committing 0.7% of our national income, which meets the United Nations target for that. So that's a very positive move. I think the other thing, though, that we would say is it's not just about money. So whilst being very sympathetic to the issue that you raise around military expenditure and whether that money would be better spent on development. Now, coming from a development perspective, I would obviously say yes to that. But also, it's not just about money. So governments have to change their policies. So, for example, we have to change our policies around how we do our trade. We have to change our policies about how perhaps some of businesses work, and we might want to see some greater transparency and accountability about how global businesses work and making sure that they are being transparent in the way that they do their business in countries and the way that they take the profits from those countries and making sure that the right profits go back into those countries. So it's also about policies, not just about money, because that's ultimately where we will deal with the issues of poverty.
What would you say you hope will come out of this report? And realistically, do you think your hopes will be met?
Well, I think certainly. I think, you know, Good Friday is a day when people reflect. You know, this Holy Week is a time when we all reflect in our lives. And I think if people reflect, as I say, if they look across the world, I think people do feel that we are poorer by having poverty amongst us and amongst our neighbours. And so 1,000 days is ambitious to get a new global plan in place and ready, but also it's not out of the realms of possibility. And I think that's what we have to work on. We have to urge all of our governments, we have to urge the United Nations to publish and come forward with a plan which is about how we're going to bring that global plan to fruition. And then we all must work very hard to make sure that we bring the voices of the poorest into that and that we urge our governments and decision makers to make the right choices when they are sat around those tables, because it is vital for the lives of millions of people around the world.
CAFOD's Director of Advocacy, Neil Thorns.